I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
And Harmon Houghton has showed up. He is from Clear Light Publishers, Clear Light Books, and is here to tell us about an event that's going on tomorrow.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Yes, we're going to be having a book fair to highlight the New Mexico Book Award winners for 2008. There'll be over 20 authors there and 15 publishers to showcase the literary state of New Mexico. We have probably one of the most literary states in the country.
Small and population, big literary scene.
Exactly. And I'd like to thank Robert for putting a nice little editorial on page 20 for Pasatiempo.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we invite the public to come and see us. We're going to be doing a monthly schedule of literary events. The next one will be open to all New Mexico authors and publishers, and they just have to contact us and we'll provide the tables. In March, we're going to be doing a program with the Literacy Volunteers of Santa Fe. Wonderful program.
Meanwhile, this is tomorrow, and it's from 10 to 4, and it's at your own Clear Light Book Gallery at 851 West San Mateo in Santa Fe. That's right next to the Open Hands.
Open Hands has moved, so we are the beneficiaries of their beautiful space.
Oh, okay.
So we have close to 6,000 square feet that we can do the festival.
You can put a lot of books in 6,000 square feet.
A lot of books and a lot of people.
Well, we look forward to seeing you there tomorrow.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Robert Knott, what's
hey
going on this weekend besides the wonderful book fair?
Well, first of all, I've got to plug the New Mexican. It's really a good issue today. And Constable has a nice piece, this is arts related, on GovX positions in the DCA department. She also wrote about the opera's attempts to get a new open-air rehearsal hall. And there's a piece on me in the local section about the two various film incentive bills, how they compare, what data they used, where it's all going to go, for those interested in the film industry. So it's a good issue.
You mean
of
New Mexico's burgeoning film industry?
Yeah, you could say that. It's burgeoning, all right. Pasatiempo itself has a great cover image of the Bauman marionettes.
I love that show.
They are really good unless you get in the museum at night and the security guard inadvertently locks you in and then you're stuck in there in the dark and they come to life and get you.
Did that happen to you?
Well, I'll tell about it in some other day, but then their strings tangle around you and then when they find you in the morning, you're one of them. And I hate when that happens
what
to my friends.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Anyway, there's a great piece by Craig Smith on the restoration and curation of the new show of the Baumans put together by
Bauman.
Yeah, him too. Restorer Maureen Russell and Tim Rogers, who's chief curator at the New Mexico Museum of Art.
They are both so awesome.
Yeah. There's a little fun story by me on scary marionettes in history. And then there's also a piece on the scripts for the marionettes. This is in the Pasatiempo around the midpoint, page 30. And the exhibit is called Pulling Strings, The Marionettes and Art of Gustav Bauman.
Bauman, yeah.
Thank you. Opening reception 5:30 today, exhibit through May 10th. And they're going to have a new show called A Party for Papa Gus, where all the marionettes get together and they're excited because they're going to have a party. 1 and 2 o'clock, the first Sunday of every month, it's free for New Mexico residents because they don't pay on Sundays to get into the museums. So if you're there, I think it's going to be a great exhibit for the kids. Even though a couple of the marionettes are a little scary, I think most of them, like the horsey and the donkey and some of the others, and not the clown, he's scary, but the Santa Claus and some of the others are friendly. Anyway, it's at the New Mexican Museum of Art, 107 West Palace. Let me give you a phone number. 476-5072.
And did you say that the opening was tonight and it was free?
Yeah, it's a Friday night opening, 5:30 p.m. Friday night's museums, I do think
free,
they is free.
Free, free,
that goes for all of them. A good Q&A in Pasatiempo, I know because I did it, with Lee Reckaw, who's the new director of CCA, Center for Contemporary Arts. I like her. My impression of her is straightforward, honest, tells it like it is, and I think I accurately reflected that in this Q&A.
Yay.
And we also have at CCA the African Effect.
Yes, that's what we've been talking about yesterday and today.
That's right. I heard it on the way over.
It's a really awesome film festival. And for people who think, oh, I don't want to go see those things because it's just too horrible to look at films that talk about the genocide and all those things. It's not. It's actually just weirdly
inspiring.
Not weirdly, it's just massively inspiring and just interesting.
So, yeah, it's at CCA. It starts tonight and runs through mid-February. All programs are at CCA, which, by the way, is at 1050 Old Pecos Trail. Here's the phone number, 982-1338. There's also a February 7th workshop, and you can get festival passes. You can get specific passes. CCA doing some great film programming over there. They still have the I've Loved You So Long with Kristen Scott Thomas is still over there, and you should go see that. She's terrific in it, Kristen Scott Thomas. The screen is still alive.
Yay! That's huge. That's amazing.
There's efforts to keep it going. You can donate. There's a little brief in today's paper in the local section on how to donate, where to donate if you want to help keep it. It was supposed to close because the college is having financial problems. They're not sure where they're going. They're trying to work with Highlands for Highlands to take them over. And in the interim, I'm making this very brief, like a short story. The screen is slated to be closed at the end of January. If they can get some money every month, $8,500, they can keep it going. So they're getting some money. They're going to keep it going a couple more weeks. And right now, the Australian drama The Black Balloon is there. I saw it. It's so-so. It's not the greatest in the world, but it's got some good performances and interesting story. My review is in the Paso Tiempo today. It's one of those two-and-a-half chili reviews, which, you know, always sort of annoy people. Basically, that means it's above average but not quite good.
It's a great place to watch movies, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Frost Nixon still playing at the Vargas as a Slumdog Millionaire. So consider going to see these here things. Theater-wise, Benchwarmers 8 still going strong. Second weekend, I'm going to go see it next week, actually. It's 8 original plays by local and regional and national playwrights, including a couple of former Santa Fans who came back with plays. Usually always a fun night. That's at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Usually always?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
8 o'clock at the Playhouse. You got to pay to get in, 988-4262. I will point out that Thursday nights are pay what you wish. And Fiddler on the Roof, who you had on here last week.
Yep.
I haven't been there to see it yet. I'm going to try to get by Sunday if I don't get tied up in Super Bowl shenanigans and... You know, being chased by football players and stuff after the betting goes bad. El Dorado Teen Players, Prevent the Music, based on Joseph Skine's book, 7:30 p.m. tonight and Saturday, and they have a 2 p.m. Sunday matinee. Where at? James A. Little Theater. Call 466-4656. And I like this. At the Dance Barns, Tales from the British Isles. Santa Fe School for the Arts and Sciences students present Winnie the Pooh and the Seal Maiden. That's two separate pieces. It's not Winnie the Pooh meets the Seal Maiden.
Uh-huh. That's good to know.
I know, because I never heard of Winnie the Pooh meeting anybody except for...
certainly not the Seal Maiden.
Tigger and Eeyore and Piglet and what's his name? Christopher Robbins? Those are
Christopher
great.
Robin.
Those are great characters. It's 10:30 and 7 p.m. today at the Dance Barns on Alto Street. Request a donation. Probably going to be a lot of fun for the kids. If you got a four-year-old and he's not in school, you don't know what to do with him, 10:30 a.m. today. Or if they have to be in school, they're 7 years old maybe, 7 o'clock tonight. The Dance Barns, 1140 Alto Street. Let me give you a phone number, 438-8585.
And Venerable Rubina Curtin, the Australian Tibetan Buddhist nun, is teaching a course at Body, and it's called The Secret of Happiness. It's a series of teachings today, Saturday, and Sunday. For more information, you can call 986-0362. And she is also head of the Liberation Prison Project, and so they're having a meeting on Saturday morning, and they are on Sunday evening doing an event, kind of a reception, at the Thubten Norbuling Buddhist Center. So for more information, you can go to tnlsf.org, or you can go to bodyofsantafe.org. Lots of stuff going on with Venerable Rubina.
And with Venerable...
She's amazing.
Body, by the way, for example.
Venerable Body, yes.
They've got the Mosaic Dance Company there Monday night at 7:30, doing belly dancing. Donations accepted, 986-0362. Todd Snyder, a singer-songwriter, he's going to be playing at the Santa Fe Brewing Company Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Keith Sykes opens. And that's the same night that this interesting lecture is going to happen. Stonehenge, New Interpretations by Michael Parker Pearson, who's with the Britain's University of Sheffield. 7 o'clock at the Jean Cocteau Cinema, also known as the Film Museum, 418 Mount Azuma Avenue. That's 7 o'clock. So if you want to know about Stonehenge, those are those large rocks Now, I've watched enough TV programs.
I used to go to the dog park and look at Fridgehenge every day, or Stone Fridge.
It's gone now, right?
It is gone. I'm so sad. That was one of the great sculptures of Santa Fe.
Well, the Stonehenge is a different story. Some people believe like huge giants lived on the Earth like 80 or 90 years ago, and they put them there. Other people believe UFOs had something to do with it, like those crop circles that pop up in my dreams. So I don't know if this guy, he sounds more like he's on the up and up. He probably won't go into these sort of, you know, far-fetched schemes that people like me like to believe in. But nonetheless, it could be a good lecture. And again, it's by pretty minimal price to get in, $992.77.15, Friends of Archaeology.
I think it's just odd how people don't believe that our ancestors could have moved heavy rocks all by ourselves. It always has to be UFOs or something.
Well, that's like the pyramid. I mean, they probably had like thousands of guys working on that, right? They probably took Sundays off and stuff. And how many pyramids are there?
I don't know.
Well, if, let's say each one took, let me see, quick mathematical study here.
While you're studying, the Dragonfly School is having an open house tomorrow, Saturday, January 31st, from 10 in the morning until noon at the school at 935 Alto Street. Activities for preschool and elementary students, opportunity to talk with teachers, parents, and so on about the school. And Dragonfly is a member of No Child Left Inside. I love that. For more information, they use the natural world for science education, and they do conflict resolution, critical thinking, environmental awareness. For more information, 995-9869, and you can also go to dragonflyschool.com.
Now, let's assume on the one hand you like fairy tales, and on the other hand you like ballet. The two don't often go hand in hand, unless, of course, it's a pas de deux or a plié or something else from ballet. And that's why the Russian National Ballet Theater performs Cinderella at 7:30 p.m. Thursday night at the Lenzik. Call 988-1234. The version of Cinderella in the ballet is usually more balletic, shall we say, than the version we read in the storybooks that we open up, or the Disney movie. I saw a naughty,
I like the Grimm's version better.
I saw a naughty film version in the 70s, so it was kind of fun.
In one of the original versions of that, the girls, the stepsisters, cut their feet and they bled.
Yeah, they had like some terrible stuff in fairy tales. I went and saw Coraline, which is going to open here next Friday, and I urge everybody to go see it. It's a terrific stop-motion animated picture, but it's, you know, a modern-day fairy tale, and they always have a gruesome side. There's always something about a dark world. Then people wonder why I'm watching the Loch Ness Monster programs on Thursday night.
Yeah, we sit at home wondering about that. Hey, this Saturday, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, right here on KSFR, Camp Love Wave presents part two of the conversation with Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor, author of My Stroke of Insight, about her amazing journey after a massive stroke took out the left hemisphere of her brain. Wow.
Good stuff.
That's right here on KSFR.
St. John's College has a Dean's Lecture. I don't think it's Dean's Martin, but anyway, it's tonight at 8 o'clock. Passages, City Surfaces and Urban Imagination. Benjamin and Baudelaire.
Baudelaire.
Yeah, what do you know about Baudelaire?
Not much.
This is by Carl Ivan Solabach, who's with Syracuse University. 8 o'clock tonight, Great Hall, Peterson. It's free. If you can find out something about, well, who's Benjamin? Benjamin and Baudelaire. I mean, it's not enough to ask about the French guy's name, but who's...
I don't know. Walter Benjamin? I have no idea.
It's Walter Benjamin?
I don't know.
It just has Benjamin and Baudelaire.
Well.
How are we supposed to know who these guys are?
Well, what you do is you go to the St. John's website, or you just go to the lecture and open your mind and see what happens. God forbid.
This is great. This is a fine thing to hit on me. On Friday nights at 8 o'clock, the Discovery Channel, one of those channels, goes to the Most Haunted team goes to investigate spirited castles. I can't be going to lectures that teach me about guys whose names I can't even pronounce.
Well, you could.
This is important, what I'm about to say. Gerald Peters Gallery, 1011 Paseo de Peralta, is hosting an exhibit of photo portraits of children who are up for adoption. And you know what this is called? Art from the Heart. It's been going on for, I'm going to say, 7 or 8 years. I could be off by a year. The show runs through mid-February, and it's a reception and auction of original drawings by local artists and celebrities, including people like Randy Travis and Martin Scorsese, by the way. 5:30 to 8 tonight, and the proceeds benefit the state's Children, Youth, and Families Department and the Heart Gallery of New Mexico.
Yes, we talked to Diane Granito the other day. She's fabulous.
That's right. And you got a phone number for him? Well, I'll give it to you, 476-0304.
Hey, it is Walter Benjamin.
Too smart, but I have phone numbers. It is Walter Benjamin. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the other guy? Baudelaire.
Yeah, Baudelaire. Since its publication in 1983, Walter Benjamin's Arcades Project has become an essential compendium of 19th century modernism and in European intellectual history, and an exhaustive, though fragmentary, inquiry into the emergence of bourgeois urban culture between the Revolution of 1830 and the Paris Commune of 1871.
This isn't good.
I'm just saying.
You don't use that kind of speech to get people to a lecture. That's not sexy at all. What you just said was like 19 different adjectives with three or four different syllables in them about expressionism, and other stuff.
I didn't say expressionism.
Well, you know, compendium?
Never mind. Anyway,
about Baudelaire?
If you want to go to St. John's tonight
at 8 o'clock, Great Hall.
In the Great Hall, it's free. It's followed by a question and answer period.
That's
and
good.
It could be super cool.
All right, but Baudelaire, is there anything on him while you're looking up Walter Benjamin?
Concentrating on Baudelaire's experience of Paris, Benjamin pays tribute to the atomization of collective memory into private memories.
This is ridiculous.
I'm just reading the
if
press
Oprah
release.
Was reading this off and said, tune in tomorrow on my show for this stuff, I mean, everybody would go to the other channel.
I'm just telling you.
You know, if you said something like, buildings are sexy, come listen to this professor speak about Benjamin and Baudelaire, people might say, "Well, that's interesting."
Just because all you think about is sex, and almost everybody thinks about is sex, that doesn't mean that they shouldn't go to the lecture tonight.
I didn't say that. I mean, but if you want to sell a lecture like that, I mean, I got to get in the PR business. I would sell everybody on everything. Of course, they'd want to catch me later because I deceived them.
Hey, Santa Fe's Super Bowl 15 is this Saturday. And what have you heard about the Super Bowl to benefit the Food Depot?
Oh, it's a great, once again, yeah. You can
Saturday from noon to 2 at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Guests will enjoy festivities like sampling soups from some of Santa Fe's finest restaurants. And they get to actually decide who makes the best soup.
Mm.
And Santa Fe High Demon Heat and Capitol High Jazzy Cats will entertain at halftime.
Oh, boy.
And all sorts of things. It's a great big event, and some of the best restaurants in town are doing it. You can go to thefooddepot.org. You can give them a call at 471-1633.
Yeah.
And you can get tickets in advance or at the door.
I want to just stress that you pay in advance a little bit more. We can't name ticket prices.
You pay
prices.
Less in advance.
That's right. If you get it in advance, you get a few bucks off. And
that's
if you go
right.
to the door, 12 and under is cheaper. Again, Convention Center, it's soup before the actual Super Bowl on TV. Now, I don't follow football. Who's playing this Sunday?
You think I follow football?
You probably follow football players.
Not even.
Yeah, I bet. See you now as a journalist insisting to get into the men's locker room to interview them after the game. Yeah, you pretend you have this
you said it, not me.
expressionism and all that other stuff, compendium, yeah. Michael McGarrity, the mystery author, discusses and signs copies of his new novel, Dead or Alive, 2 to 3 o'clock on Saturday. Q&A follows.
I have to say, I read that book, and it was really scary to the point where I sometimes think about it when I'm going to sleep and I get scared. It was really haunting. It was a haunting book about a total psycho killer.
That's right. He's traveling the back roads in New Mexico and has a twin. Yeah, it's Michael McGarrity writes freaky stuff.
I've read a lot of his books because he writes a book every year and we have him on every year. And this was the most. I mean, one thing is suspense, but the other is somebody who is such
psychological
a cold-blooded
terror.
Killer. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and in case you're wondering, that's at the Jean Cocteau, aka New Mexico Film Museum. 2 to 3 o'clock Saturday. Remember that Bugs Bunny cartoon where?
No, I don't.
Red Riding Hood is going to see Grandma. Speaking of things that are in your dreams, between this and
speak for yourself.
Anne Margaret from the opening scene of Bye Bye Birdie, and he meets this really obnoxious Red Riding Hood, and for reasons I can't remember because I haven't seen it, he goes to the grandma's house, and the wolf has thrown Grandma in the closet. And he's dressed up to eat Red Riding Hood, and the wolf's like one of those gruff, "Hey, you." And all I remember about the show, and I'd like to see it again, is the Bugs Bunny gets cornered by the wolf, who's dressed in Granny's clothes, and the wolf goes, "Why I'm gonna," and then Bugs goes, "Why you're gonna," and the wolf goes, "Listen you," and Bugs goes, "Listen you."
We're speaking of the arts with Robert Knott.
But it's funny because then he starts singing a song. He starts going, "Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it."
Round Mountain is doing a concert and contra dance tomorrow night, January 31st from 7:30 to 10:30 at Oddfellows Hall at 1125 Cerrillos Road. It's inexpensive to get in. Music by Round Mountain Char and Robbie Rothschild will provide all the music. And if you don't know how to dance, you can learn. Apparently, they are very nice about it if you don't know how to contra dance, and they'll just teach you how to contra dance. And it's not very hard. I mean, I did it once many, 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 many years ago. And it's the original roots music for the 21st century. You can go to roundmountainmusic.com.
And then Bugs Bunny holds up a sign that says, "Stupid, isn't he?" and runs away. It's funny. You had Harmon on earlier, but maybe people just tuned in.
Maybe they did.
The New Mexico Book Awards 2008 honors a lot of New Mexico authors. And Clear Light Book Gallery on 851 West San Mateo Road is going to have the New York Book Fair, which includes some of the finalists and some of the winners of those awards, from 10 to 4, if you like books, on Saturday at Clear Light, 851 West San Mateo. It's free to go in there. You can call the New Mexico Book Co-op, and here's a phone number. Also, check out their website, 505-344-9382. I get almost everything I'm speaking about from the Positium Book Calendar. Pick it up. Starts on page 48, put together by Rob DeWalt and Pamela Beach. And that's information's in there.
And you guys are fabulous. Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Positiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. Well, Linda Siegel is standing by, so you can stand by too. But we're going to take just a little tiny break right now and talk to Linda Siegel with the legislative update.
Hey, Linda.
Hang on.